Fairview Mobile.
Good morning, Dave. N0 TR Mobile Toyota Greer.
Car?
What'd you say?
The dream on.
Well, the War Department's spoken.
Nothing, car.
Going to Spartanburg to blow money. Christmas shopping, Dave.
Okay, you're going to fuel the economy and get the economy started back up again, though.
Well, I'll pay my penance, I guess you'd say. Grandkids. But at any rate, we gotta go get some mass consumables.
Unload some from getting the Christmas down out of the attic over the weekend. Amy took off to Boise and left me with a bunch of trips to Goodwill and to the transfer station tomorrow. So I got a lot of hauling to do today. We are purging big time.
Now you got a truck to do it in. I don't know when we got to go again. Do you know? Probably tomorrow. But she always tells me. So she says tomorrow it is. But we don't have a great lot at this time, and she hasn't got the tree out yet. It's out in the tin barn, so it's an artificial one, so it's not that much of a problem. But I'm getting to where these holidays are more of a pain than they are. I just love seeing the family.
They waited till like a week and a half before Christmas to put all that stuff out. And this year we did it right after Thanksgiving. That's a lot better. You get it out, leave it out for a while, put it back. We got trees down yesterday. We got two of three. The third one's a 9-foot tree that goes in the sunroom. We haven't used it in about 3 years, she said. She said we could take that out of there and put it on Facebook Marketplace. Those things sell for about $300. She said, sell it for $50 and it'll go in a hurry.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Good morning, Rusty. Yeah, I'll bet. They say Christmas trees are really, really high this year because of the drought and all the scarcity of them. Go ahead, Rusty.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Dave. And I'll just got back in here, walked into the room, heard y'all talking, so I thought I'd join in here and see what's going on today. Just got to run some errands here in a little while and then got rehearsals tonight. Then I get to spend tomorrow morning at the doctor's office for three things in a row. So, that's the way things are going. And how's things going with you, Tom?
There goes a motorcycle. Gotta be a Harley. It's noisy. Well, my neighbor just bought a new BMW, Dave, a 1200. It's the old style opposed twin, but it's still, it sounds like a sewing machine. It's really, really nice. He said they leave just a tiny bit of unbalance in the engine nowadays to give you the motorcycle feel, but it don't shake like a Harley. But they said they didn't want to lose all of it, so they actually leave it unbalanced a little bit. I couldn't believe that. But anyway, I was thinking of you a couple of days ago. Technology, it's amazing. I seen Duke Energy out front, and this guy was just kind of standing there, and zoom, this thing went by, and I thought, what in the world? I stepped out there, and they were inspecting the lines, and he was just keeping his Mark II eyeball on the drone when it went back and forth.
And yet, they do that. They came by the airfield one day and said, we're not going to bother you if we fly down through here with our multi-rotors, are you? And everybody said, no, you're not going to bother us at all. But they do that nowadays. That's going to be more and more commonplace. That's a good thing. I hate how they're using them over in Ukraine. That's a bad mark on the hobby, because they're using hobby drones, commercial hobby drones, to do that. And that, you know, the Iranians, they just took it in the wrong direction. And Rusty, good to hear you out and about and running errands. And Tom, that BMW, my dad had a ham radio buddy when I was growing up that had one of those. And he told me the only thing he didn't like about it is when he really torqued hard on it, that two-cylinder post, that crankshaft ran parallel with the length of the motorcycle. And when you twist it really hard on it, the crank turned one way and it rotated the motorcycle in the other direction. Whereas the Harleys and the, you know, Suzukis and those kind, crankshaft runs perpendicular to the length of the motorcycle. So when it revs up, it just doesn't do anything. W4DJW. Go ahead, Rusty.
Good morning, Dave. Well, I'm not out running errands yet. I'm going to be doing that in a little bit. I'm still messing around here at the house trying to get things done, making phone calls, talking to people, arranging for somebody to take me for my dental appointment next week, because the doctor said if I don't get somebody to drive me there and back, I will not get the work done, and I need to have the work done. So anyway, and just doing things here on the computer, trying to get caught up, and find out that you never can get caught up. At least that's what I've found out here anyway. So, but good to hear both of you. And all, Tom, you out and about this morning already?
We got the Christmas list, and we got to go to Sam's for us, I think, and then over to Best Buy for the grandkids and around like that. But we're just in, what is this, Lyman? Yeah, it's Lyman now. We're just going through Lyman here at the big QT station there, I guess it is. But yeah, Dave, they went the wrong way, the Iranians, but, you know, that's standard operating procedure for them. Let me drop this a second. I remember when I was delivering drugs for the drugstore, the older guy during the day that delivered had a 500 BMW. And he showed me one day, you could go out there, and the crank was on the side of it, the foot crank. And he took his hand and started that 500cc motorcycle. I think it was 6.6 to 1 or something. I was amazed. It sounded like a sewing machine. But, you know, Tim was afraid of that torque characteristic, and he said, this one don't have it. But 1,200 cc's and two cylinders, the torque is immense. And the rev limiters are kind of like yours. They're 152 miles an hour. He said, you can go along. And he said, I haven't tried it in any of the other gears. But he says, if you're just accelerating normally and you get up a little speed and you just give it a little gas as you're going down the road, and he says, the front wheel will just come right off the ground, Dave. It's almost... I forget what the horsepower is. I won't even say. They rate it in kilowatts now instead of that. And I always got to divide it by 746 to get the horsepower there. W4DJW and 0TR. Might be backing into the trash dump. Yeah, go ahead.
Goodwill place. They were waiting on me, so I had to get out. What I missed, I heard you start talk about Iranians, and that's when they told me to get out of my car.
Oh, I was saying, when I delivered drugs for Lindbergh Drugstore back in the 60s on my motorcycle, guy there had a 500, which was the going thing back then, BMW. And he took me out one day and showed me the crank was on the side of it, Dave, and you just take your foot, and it was horizontal to the axis of the motorcycle, and start it. And he said it was about 6.6 to 1, I think, 6.6. And he reached down and started it with his hand, and it sounded like a sewing machine. But Tim says that torque characteristic's been eliminated now as far as the twisty and turny. It's kind of like a single-engine airplane, which you're familiar with, and the propeller, I forget what they call that, but it naturally, on takeoff, tries to pull you to one side. But because of the rotation of the prop, there's a name for that. But this one's 1,200 cc's and two cylinders, and 152 mile an hour is the rev limiters on it, Dave.
and it pulls to the right. Go ahead, Rusty.
Talking on things about things over my head right now. I don't fly drones and I don't fly airplanes and all of that stuff. So sometimes it's just good to listen and see what's going on. But yeah, I don't deal with Goodwill anymore, Dave. I found out what their CEO makes and how much of their money actually goes to people and how much doesn't. So anyway, but you know, it's all of that going on. But anyhow, all right, I'll let you guys get back to it. I got a few things I need to do real quick, and I got a phone call to make after the text message I just got. So I will talk to both of you later. N0TR with W4DJW, W2T. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, sorry we didn't get off on the other subject there, but, you know, and Dave and I kind of liked some of the same things there, and yeah, I remember that now, P factor, due to the torque of the prop. But yeah, it's a magnificent machine, and this guy that he bought it from up in North Carolina had 7 motorcycles, and he was 62 years old. He was going to buy another one, and this one was 20-some thousand, and Tim picked it up for a little over 9. So I think he did all right. It had 2,700 miles on it, Dave.
And catch you later, Rusty. Yeah, and that, I take clothes to Goodwill. I don't take money to them, but I do take clothes there. Catch you later, Rusty. Have a good one. And, yeah, Amy keeps after me, Tom, about selling mine. She wants to, I don't ride it that much. In fact, I was thinking about going and getting a battery for it and the lawnmower today and just get it out, ride it a little bit, and then maybe, put it up for sale because this is probably the highest the market's going to be, because as soon as things start going good on the recovery, the price of that stuff, I know it doesn't hardly ever come down, but it will come down eventually. W4DJW.
This is NGLTR. To be honest with you, Dave, I hate to see him get that because he's 5 years from retirement, and I'm trying to get him to quit smoking, but you got to do that very gently or you'll lose a friend. And he quit for several years, and then he started back up again when they went to the beach. And so I've been needling him a little bit at a time on that. And his wife's had one eye removed and cancer in the other one. I mean, she had cancer in that eye. And she chain smokes, and they warned her, you know, this could come back in 5 years. And she still does. And she's very nervous, and I understand that. And my whole family smoked, and I understand that. It's a booger to give it up. But to see him go out on that motorcycle and get all that wonderful fresh air and then take the helmet off, and the first thing they do is light up a cigarette, I can't comprehend the logic.
Because I've done that plenty of times myself. I get it. I went from 29 years old to 59 years old smoking cigarettes, and then I quit. Started vaping. My daughter, the one in Raleigh, she gave me a vape, and she told me, use this instead of smoking. And I tried it, and sure enough, that worked. And then 2 years after that, I put that down. So, and that was 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that. Anyway, I'm done with it. I'm happy I'm done with it. I still get an urge, though. Every now and then, I get the urge, and I reach for it, and it's not there. It's like kind of having a missing limb that gets an itch. It's I probably will always be there. And I think, but I'm not 100% sure, but I think that I can tell it in my wind, how much wind I have is probably diminished somewhat from having done that. Probably didn't do my lungs any good. And I say 6 to 8 years afterwards, you're fully recovered. But I don't know about that.
Well, my friend who passed away quite a few years ago, the way he quit was long before he died. He always carried one. You know how they carried them in their left arm there, rolled up in their sleeve like, or else in their shirt pocket. And he said for a whole year he carried a pack of cigarettes in the shirt pocket, but never opened them. And that's the way Jack Drenick quit smoking. And unfortunately, we lost him. He was a great guy. Yeah, but there Tim has everything to look forward to, a nice 401, his wife has a good job, he has a good job. And I worry about him because they kill about two a week on motorcycles around here. And Dave, there's no one that could love motorcycles any more than I do. Yeah, I love them all, even Harleys, although I wouldn't buy one because they vibrate too much and they make too much noise. But they are a beautiful machine. Oh, he got his son-in-law to buy one, too, and his daughter rides with him. And it was a V-twin, and somehow they've eliminated a lot of the vibration in that Suzuki. It's nothing like, say, a Sportster or something. I was amazed. I didn't think you could even get it out of a V-twin.
Well, I'm a Harley. I've never ridden a motorcycle you got to lay backwards on. Well, even though I have laid backwards on my motorcycles, but I never one that you just normally you sit leaning back like you're in a lazy chair. Easy boy, lazy boy rocker or something like that. I've always ridden the ones that your head is facing into the wind, hunched over the gas tank. Anyway, Tom, you and Miss Bernice have a good day. I am about to vacuum out the back of my seat. I took a bunch of old Christmas decorations up to Goodwill, and it left glitter all in the back of my car, so now I got to get the vacuum cleaner out and clean all that stuff up and then get on with my cleaning out the garage and the attic and the airplane room so I can have more building space. Anyway, you guys have a good day. Good talking to you. W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, most of the Harley riders now, they wear hearing aids. I don't like loud noises. That's another reason I don't care for them. And they make them louder on purpose. I don't get it. And they vibrate. And I just don't see that. I want smooth and quiet. I guess that's just from being an old fogey. But I value my hearing more than that, too. Take care. Say hi to the wife. And Bernice wants to say
hi. Hi, Dave.
And we just pulled into Sam, so that worked out great. And W4DJW and Zero's clear and QRT.